Thanks for listening to the Earlham College Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about food around Richmond, Indiana. To all you prospective listeners out there, choosing a college is not only choosing your academics, your social scene, it's also about choosing the food options around you. Something specifically that drew me to Earlham was that there weren't a lot of fast food options around campus. A lot of bigger schools are going to have a lot of fast food options available on campus for you, which is great, but isn't always the healthiest option for eating. But while dining options around here aren't usually based in fast food, they can sometimes get a little tiresome. Our cafeteria is great, but not always the most exciting place to be. But sometimes, you just need to go out every now and again, so you need some place to take your parents to when they eventually come knocking on your door. Luckily, there are some great options around Earlham's campus, and I've got two Richmond natives here with me today to talk about them. Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Kylie Doyle. I'm a freshman here at Earlham.
And I'm Isla Beinart. I'm a second year.
All right. Thank you all for joining me today. As previously mentioned, today we're going to be discussing food around Richmond. So, you're an Earlham student. Maybe you don't always want to eat at the dining hall. Maybe you're not on that kind of meal plan. It's all good. Here, today, we've got a list of, I think, 19 different places around Richmond for breakfast. We've got lunch, informal dinner, formal dinner, take your grandparents there, and for desserts. So, kicking us off, who'd like to start?
Well, in the brunch section, we have a lot of great options. One of my favorites is the Fifth Street Coffee and Bagel. Mm-hmm. First of all, their bagels are amazing. Mm-hmm. I always get the everything bagel, and it's just really classy, and you have unlimited refills on coffee. And there's a little boutique inside of the store that's always fun with your friends. Yeah. It's close to downtown. I would say bike, not walk.
Yeah. I love their bagel with lox. That's definitely my favorite thing to get there.
Now I'm really hungry. We just had lunch. Already hungry. If you're looking for something closer to walk from campus, you could check out the Sunshine Cafe, which is open 24/7.
Yeah, Sunshine Cafe is kind of like your typical American diner. They have normal stuff that maybe like IHOP or Waffle House would have. Mm-hmm. I've definitely enjoyed a lot of the food I've had from there.
I'd like to say I've been there at 3 a.m., had some French toast, and it was a spiritual experience. Tintin would recommend.
God bless. Okay.
And then some of our more locally owned places are the Hometown Cafe and Tin Lizzie Cafe. They do breakfast and sandwiches. They're both downtown in cute little shops, and the owners are really nice. Say hi to the owners. And it's just the aesthetic of downtown. It's just fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. I love walking around downtown with friends. It's just, it's real cute.
I'm also a big fan of Roscoe's breakfast. They have great lunch, too, but their breakfast I discovered this summer. And they have great egg sandwiches. You can get, like, avocado on them and all sorts of things. And it is amazing. And their coffee, their drinks, everything about that place.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm actually going to start working there soon. So hit me up if you go to Roscoe's.
Ooh. All right. Moving more into our lunch or informal dinner category. Again, Roscoe's, whose website describes them as a blending of a high-end coffee bar, a wine and craft beer tap room, as well as a unique sandwich shop.
Yes. Anytime I need to be uplifted, I go to Roscoe's and I get the Roscoe melt. It's so good. Chicken, avocado, bacon, ranch on sourdough bread, which is my favorite bread. It's so good.
That sounds really good.
We didn't plan this beforehand, but that's my favorite as well.
Ooh, nice.
And they have a bunch of different lattes, and the couches and chairs are so comfortable.
Oh, yeah. And they've also got a lot of artwork for sale, don't they?
Yes.
Hanging up on the walls.
So if you want to sell your art even, you can talk to Bennett there at Roscoe's.
Mm-hmm. And they have a new East Side location, which I haven't been to yet.
I have. It is amazing. There's a lot of window space. There's actually more food options on the other side. And it's all named after, like, 80s bands, like ones that REM. It's all just very consistent with the Roscoe's feel.
That's really cool. If you're looking for some place that's kind of a 20-minute walk, but it's still kind of doable, you should check out La Mex.
That is our local Mexican restaurant where if you want, like, genuine Mexican food, that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm. They have very large portions as yes, well, so that'll fill you up for a solid 2 days.
Yeah, and they're also a car repair place, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's why some people also call it the garage.
The garage.
Yes.
All right, check out Lamex. If you're looking for kind of an informal Chinese takeout kind of thing, you should check out Great Wall. I went there with my sister a few weeks ago, and I got the honey chicken. Woo, that was nice. That was really nice.
Now, as a side note, for a lot of these places, there are student discounts, so ask for them.
Yeah, that's, we should have said that.
So Great Wall is one of those places. Roscoe's is one of those places. I'm not sure about all of these, but it's always a good idea to ask.
Yeah, definitely. If you're looking for more pizza kind of options for carryout or for delivery, you could check out Mercurio's.
There's also Pizza King right nearby, which is a great place to check out.
Yeah. Half-baked breadsticks. Ooh, they're amazing.
That's really good.
That is definitely my
And if you're looking for pizza closer to Earlham that is not Domino's, which is a block away, you can check out Mancino's, which has, I think, pizza by the slice.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
And they also have grinders, which are... It's a type of sandwich.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
But they're really greasy. Like, they're greasy, but they're amazing. And then there's also another Mexican food place is El Rodeo, which has, I've been going there since I was, like, in my mother's stomach.
Same.
They have some, like, really good, cheap Mexican food. There's a lot of different options, like, more than Lamex. There are two locations, one on the east side, one on the west side. I would recommend their chips with some queso and guac.
Yes.
All you need, really.
To take us into the more formal dinner, and by formal dinner we more mean dinner. To start us off, we have the Earlham infamous Gulzar's Indian Cuisine, a staple in Earlham great food. Place. I've heard that during finals week, there's always an Earlham student inside Gulzar's. Is it true? I don't doubt it. It's probably true.
Anytime I've ever been there, at any time, there's been an Earlham student there.
Yep. And what's great about it is that it's vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and definitely take advantage of the lunch buffet, so then you can just eat as much as you want.
And they also, or they also have delivery, which is great.
Oh, that's so good. That's where all of my money goes, is Gulzar's delivery.
Taking us next is Thai Tara, which is Thai food, which is, oh my gosh, I went there for my birthday last year.
Yes.
So delicious. Mm-hmm. They do delivery as well by My Hungry Pal. I think that's an app. I'm not sure.
It is.
By My Hungry Pal, which is an app, which is great.
And it's like actual Thai food, not Americanized Thai food. Like, and they ask you for the spiciness levels. Be careful.
They're not playing around.
I went there a few times, and I wasn't quite sure about the food, and then I tried the fried rice, and oh my goodness, it was so good.
So delicious. Taking us next is Yamato, which is a Japanese restaurant. It has a sushi bar, and it has a hibachi grill, huge portions, and it's just really fun to go to and watch people make the food in front of you. It's always a great experience.
And what's, they have mochi ice cream. Which is amazing.
That's I haven't tried that.
It's like dough around ice cream.
Mm. Oh, man. That's really good. All right.
Next, a more local restaurant is Fireheart's Barbecue and Blues. Started by some local firemen. There's murals, live entertainment, catering. It's open late, and there's just a bunch of good barbecue if you're into
really
that.
Good. And that's located in the Depot District. Also located in the Depot District is Little Sheba's.
That's another locally owned restaurant. It was owned by my friend's family for a while. That was fun. But they named their sandwiches, one of them is named after my old geometry teacher. But their sandwiches are all really good.
Then I think one of the most formal restaurants in Richmond would be the Old Richmond Inn. Yeah, it's owned by the same people who own
Gallows
and Fifth Street Bagel.
Yeah.
So that's all the same people.
How about that?
And Old Richmond Inn has lots of fancy, fine dining foods. I actually haven't eaten there before, but I've been planning on it.
I have. It's worth the money. I swear.
Uh-huh. According to their website, they are voted Richmond's best menu and best casual fine dining restaurant.
Yes.
So, be sure to check that out. And speaking of Gallows, that's next on our menu. I guess I could say that. We're talking about food. That's next on our menu is Gallows Italian Grill, which you do have to drive to, but it is so worth it. It's so good.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. I know after, like, some dances in middle school and stuff, that was, like, the place to go, all dressed up and with friends. They have definitely some good Italian food.
Mm-hmm. So good. And then to round us off on our more formal dinner list is Kitchen of the Loft.
They have some really great gourmet food. It's close to the theater, so if you go see a play and then go eat at the kitchen, you feel so fancy.
Oh, that's good.
And the bread they bring out, it is, like, sweet and soft. It is...
Oh. The food is just very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it.
And they have gourmet chocolates there from Ghislaine's. So at the end, you get, like, a little tiny dessert that looks like a piece of art. It's amazing.
That sounds really cool.
That is a nice segue to our dessert section of the evening.
What have we got on the dessert section, guys?
First off is locally owned Yulri's, which is an ice cream shop. And we just got, Earlham just got a ice cream named called Quaker Nut? No.
Quaker Java Nut?
Quaker Java Nut.
Are we allowed to say this? I don't
know. Wait, is that
no, what it's already it? It's already out.
It's out.
It's out. Yeah.
Go to Yulri's. That is spelled U-L-L-E-R-Y apostrophe S.
And you know what's great? That store started as, like, a little tiny truck that went to different events, and now it's a whole store. Like, I'm so proud of them, and it's not even mine.
That's so great. Yeah, I've looked on their website. They have a variety of toppings. They have a variety of flavors and a variety of styles. You can mix and mash. It's great.
Yeah, I especially love their sorbet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And going on with the ice cream theme, we also have Muddy Monkey, which is frozen yogurt, where you can mix and match different flavors as much as you want.
Yes, I have a question. Do you all know if they still do the, what is it, $4 fill-up on Wednesdays? Do they do that?
I didn't know that was a thing, but if it is, I'm going.
I just remembered in high school, I always got, like, free ice cream things for attendance, and I was like, cool, thanks.
Nice. And finally, to round off our list, we have... the one and only Square Donuts. Tell us about Square Donuts.
They have two locations open at the weirdest times, but when you want a donut at 1 a.m., you want a donut at 1 a.m.
You want a donut. You don't want to go to the gas station. You want to get a Square Donut.
I often get sad at 9 p.m. because I really want Square Donuts, but they don't open until about 11. They might have changed their hours recently, but I'm like, oh no, I have to wait another hour or two for my donut.
Mm-hmm. But they're warm when they come out because they're hand-baked and it's beautiful.
If you can get the blueberry donut holes, get the blueberry donut holes.
Mm-hmm. So, as previously mentioned, they are open at crazy hours of the night until early morning?
Yeah, like basically close to midnight and close to noon.
Mm-hmm.
So just... night to early morning.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of our list, you guys.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you all so much for listening. I've been Lucy Fitzgerald.
I'm Kylie Doyle.
And I'm Isla Beinar.
And we'll see you all next time.